Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, the drive is live.
Yeah, we are. We're up at BB's Tex Orleans up in Kingwood. Come on through and hang out with us. We got plenty of seats right in front of us. The food is tremendous. The drinks are cold, and they are very good as well. They will be flowing already for B. Scott, but they will be flowing for me sooner rather than later. Great people in the building. I've already met a Joe Ray. I'm going to tell you, I've been around the world and back. I've never met a Joe Ray. Have you ever met a Joe Ray?
Not until now. Not until today.
And I'm one that when I hear a double name, it sticks.
Yeah.
I mean, my tight end in college, Jim Ed Reed. I'm sorry, Jodeen Davenport. His partner was Jim Ed Reed. I mean, just the double names stick.
And Joe Ray is a unique enough one. That's going to stick with me.
That was very risky by mom and dad.
Well done.
It landed. I mean, she's a beautiful young lady. Joe Ray, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
Don't know that it would fly if it were me or you, but I think she does it well.
I mean, it stuck the landing, man. I think Joe Ray, it's really a credit to her parents, whoever named her Joe Ray. I think anybody could pull it off. It's that good of a name.
I'm going to assume it's her parents to some degree.
Yeah, well, you know, grandparents. I had a cousin that helped me name one of my children.
I mean, I was going to say, boy, that's a rough start.
They come up with the idea.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you. That's got to be a family name. We'll get to the bottom of it. We're out here at BB's Tex Orleans in Kingwood. Come on through. Hang out with us. We got big-time giveaways today. 4 Academy gift cards, $25 a pop. Academy Sports and Outdoors, where tailgates, watch parties,
yes sir,
and family get-togethers come together. You know what I mean? We got a free oil change up at Tomball Ford. Now, look, we ain't too far from Tomball Ford up in these parts right here, so that free oil change will come in handy. We also have the Drive collector glasses that we've been giving away. I think this is the second time that we've had the Drive collector's glasses with us today.
I gotta give me one of them, too.
Yeah,
man. I don't think I have one.
I'm pushing for them to get a B. Scott. You should get one by yourself.
Oh, you know what? That would be pretty dope with the locks.
No question.
Man. I look much better as a silhouette than my actual picture. I can tell you that.
It would be tremendous, and I think it's well-deserved. How about BB's T-shirts, baby? Chicken wings, cold beer, and football. I love all four of them. It's bright red with white lettering. Come on in. We'll be giving away a few of those as well. And the big ticket item today, Texans tickets, courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers. It is a future Texans game. As you know, we play the Colts, I think, a couple of times down the stretch here, as well as the Arizona Cardinals. I'm not real sure which game it is, too, but it's a future Texans game, and you can win them today. Got to be in the house. Got to be in the building. So if you're out there right now and you're listening, you're up Kingwood way. Hell, look, it's Texans tickets. It's worth getting in the car and taking a little trip on a Friday afternoon and coming up here and hanging with you. You're going to get a tremendous meal, great drinks, great company, and a chance to win Texans tickets as well. Again, we are at BB's Tex Orleans in Kingwood.
Can I just add one thing, too? Not to correct you, but I do want to say this. Clint mentioned we need a professional. We don't need a professional. We just need you. Come join us. We don't need a professional. We just need you. The common folks, the Joe Rays of the world. We just need you. That's it.
Come on in. And we do have Texans right tackle Titus Howard joining us on the phone here in the 220, 225-ish area. You know, that's fluid now because these guys are practicing, showering, working out, getting to a meeting. and their important meetings with a big Monday night matchup coming up. So Titus will be joining us around that 215, 220 mark, hopefully. But bear with us. Be flexible. Relax. It's a Friday, baby. We are rocking and rolling. Okay, we've got – I know it's a football Friday, as we mentioned. Big shout-out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making that happen. But I want to have a little reaction twist on this. Thursday night football last night was – look, we didn't have no skin in the game. The Texans weren't playing, obviously. But you had the Steelers and the Bengals. And I'm going to tell you, I did not look at this game this way until I got up today and was kind of thinking about the show. And it was a hell of a football game. It was unbelievably entertaining. The two 40-year-old-plus quarterbacks showed up and showed out. I mean, when you look at Flacco went for 350 and Aaron Rodgers threw four touchdowns. And they were exchanging knockout blows late in the fourth quarter.
And the ball was live, too.
It was hot.
I mean, the ball has some heat to it on both sides.
It was a hell of a game. But, again, I want to look at this. I want to react to this game in a Texans fashion, right? We talked about this game yesterday, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't give Cincinnati much of a shot. I counted Cincinnati out of this thing once Joe Burrow went down a few weeks ago. But the reality of it is I expected the Steelers to go handle business. I expected the Steelers to bury the Bengals and the Browns and the Ravens in that division, and bottom line is they didn't do it. They lose 33-31, again, in dramatic fashion. But as a Texans fan, what does that mean? Well, if you look at it, it means that the Bengals are still relevant in our world. The Bengals are 3-4 right now. The Bengals, if you look at the standings right now on your little ESPN app, for whatever it's worth, if you look at the standings, the Bengals are actually ahead of the Texans. The 3-4 Bengals are ahead of the 2-3 Texans. So this game, Monday night, B. Scott, just got significantly bigger than it already was, right? It was already a monster game, but now you've got another AFC team that's playing in your neck of the woods, the middle of that AFC right now, that you are going to have to separate from. And I'm going to say this, right? I want you to look at what the Bengals got coming up, guys. I want you to look at what the Bengals got coming up. Can Joe Flacco keep the Bengals in the hunt long enough for Joe Burrow to get back healthy, right? They're 3-4 right now. If you look at their schedule, Joe Flacco. Now, look, I don't know that the Bengals are going to run the football as well as they did last night. I don't know that Joe Flacco is going to throw for 350, right? I don't know that other teams and other defenses are going to give Ja'Marr Chase the ability to get 23 freaking targets, right? But I know this. I look at the remaining schedule for the Bengals, and B. Scott, they can get to 10.
Yeah.
They can get to 10. They got the Jets, the Bears, the Ravens twice, the Dolphins, the Cardinals, the Browns, all of those teams remaining on their schedule. And we've seen Joe Flacco do this.
Yeah.
With a worse supporting cast in Cleveland. So I look at last night, and before we get into what that game meant or what that game looked like, I mean, we look at it through the Texans' lens, and it looks like the Bengals need to be taken a little bit more serious maybe than at least I did yesterday as we were talking about this Thursday night matchup.
Well, it reminds me a lot of a conversation that I had with Luke Morrow. I think we were doing In Loop together last week, and we were having the conversation of which is the preferred route for the Texans, or what do you think they have the best chance of getting into the postseason? Would it be through the division or as a wild card, given where they are right now in the division with two teams ahead of them and, of course, the Colts looking at the way that they're looking? And my thought was still that the division I thought that both arguments were pretty solid, but when you look at it, the division still felt like, and to me still feels like, the best route because there are fewer teams that you're having to go through. You know, you're only talking about the two teams that you have to go against, and one of them you have twice, okay? So you kind of really control your future a little bit more, a lot more, I would say, within the division. But this does raise a really good
point. I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Point about the Bengals still being not on your heels, as you point out, but ahead of you, especially if you don't win this game. It makes this game that we're going to be talking about on Monday night a lot more important. And then to your question, I look at it a little bit differently because I think, you know, when you talk about the schedule, Clint, this game from last night is a perfect example of what I would say is a caution against the schedule watching, or the Texans against the Ravens, for example, another good example of not schedule watching, of not being able to predict exactly what a team is going to look like or what the circumstance is going to be when you see them or trying to project it in the future. I know we like to do it, and it's something that we're going to do either way, but at the same time, it's like, okay, well, can you really predict what this team is going to look like 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now? But that being said, what we saw last night from Joe Flacco, from Ja'Marr Chase, like this question really is, hey, can Joe Flacco get the ball to Ja'Marr Chase? Can Joe Flacco get the ball to T. Higgins?
Yeah.
Can Joe Flacco get the ball to Noah Fant, who I forgot they were teammates in Denver. I completely forgot that Joe Flacco even played for the Denver Broncos in 2019 until somebody brought it up on the broadcast. But that was a good example. He found Noah Fant. You know, so they got weapons. We were talking about this before the show. They got all of the weapons. And Joe Flacco, arm is still live, has the savvy of a veteran, certainly can still get the ball to the right pieces. It's the perfect scenario for a quarterback of that age where you're not asking them to do too much. But even if you were, it looks like Joe Flacco in spots is capable. So, yeah, I think the Bengals are definitely a threat, especially if the Texans are going to be in sort of the middle of the pack.
Well, look, if you weren't aware of why Mike Tomlin, the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach, was so upset that he made comments publicly to the media after the Browns traded away the quarterback that started the first handful of games for them in the division to the Cincinnati Bengals, why would you help an in-division opponent that was struggling at that particular position? If you wondered why it bothered Mike Tomlin so much and to the point where he was actually vocal about it and felt the need to comment, well, we watched last night for four quarters. We watched why Mike Tomlin was disappointed enough to vocalize it to the media. Because you look up, and again, Joe Flacco goes for 350, and he didn't just go for 350. That wasn't a sneaky 350. That was a very, very efficient, that was a very, very well quarterbacked game for a guy that's been in their system for 10 days.
Yeah, I mean, they were making the point on the broadcast. I think it was Kirk Herbstreit was like, man, this guy's been there 10 days, and he's throwing these anticipation throws.
Yeah.
Like the trust with the receivers or the communication or whatever exactly it is, you would know better than I do. But whatever that chemistry is, they've established it already, or if it's his veteran savvy or whatever the case may be. But it's twofold when you make that point about Mike Tomlin. 100% he would rather see the Bengals with, say, a Jake Browning or whoever else it would have been that the Bengals would have had to trot out there. And then on the other side, if he's got to see Joe Flacco, he'd much rather see them or him with the Browns, right? A team that only can threaten you but so much, don't necessarily have the same – certainly they don't have a Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins as their second best receiver. They don't have a litany of weapons that the Bengals obviously have, even if they have a really good defense. So if you're going to see Joe Flacco, you'd rather see him with the Browns. And obviously, if you're going to look at the Bengals, you'd rather see a Jake Browning of the world than a Joe Flacco.
Yeah, there's no doubt, man. How real are the Bengals? Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you the Bengals are going to change the landscape of the AFC, but they are in the middle of the pack, and I think they are going to be a middle-of-the-pack team in the AFC. I think with Joe Flacco, they got a lot of weapons around and score a lot of points, obviously.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.